Chapter 2, Boys, We Are Lost. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Psalm 119, 176. Christiana's Sorrow. While we were traveling together, the old Mr. Sagacity spoke about Christiana. In his thoughts, he took me to her house. He told how she was worrying. She did nothing, but was constantly in deep thought. Christiana thought of her husband from early in the morning until late at night. She knew she would never hear his voice and would never see him any more. Christian was no more. He had crossed the river. And now he came back into her thoughts again and again. Of course, this was because he was her dear husband. She lost him. And what often happens then? What happens when you lose a husband or wife? Then you keep thinking about the person. Oh, how it hurt. Christiana could not miss her husband. It cost her many, many tears. But this was not all. There was another reason why she was sad. She had treated her husband in a nasty way before. She was so wicked. She never wanted to listen to him when he wanted to speak about the Lord. She had to remember this again and again, and she could not make things right anymore. Oh, what pain, what guilt. Oh, I still remember that my dear husband cried so much. He could not find rest anywhere. He could not remain in the city of destruction any longer. Come with me together with the boys. Oh, do not stay here, he always said. And I laughed about it and was not concerned about it at all. And now everything comes back to my mind. It is as if I see him standing again with the heavy burden on his back. It was as if she heard his voice again. No, now she could not laugh about what he said. His words pierced her heart like lightning. It seemed as if her heart was being torn, especially by the words, "What must I do to be saved?" How miserably they sounded in her ears now. "Boys," she told her children, "we are lost. You are, and I am, and that is my fault. I did not want to listen to your father. Oh, how he hoped that we would go with him. But I did not want to go with him. Then he went alone, and now I also kept you back from life." Immediately all the boys began to cry, "We must follow father." "Oh," Christiana said, "if only we would have gone with him, then it would have been well with us. But now, earlier I thought that father could not think correctly anymore, that he was gloomy, that he only thought about miserable things, things which would never happen. But now I see it differently. Father saw everything correctly. That could not be otherwise, for he received light from the Lord, and by this he was saved from death. Father was correct, boys. I understand it now." Again, all the boys began to sob. "Oh, terrible, when that day will come for us," they cried out. Christiana dreamed. The following night, Christiana dreamed. She saw that a paper was unrolled in front of her. When she read the paper, she was very startled. Everything about her life was written in that roll, also her wrong things, her sins and her offenses. It was as if all those filthy black sins looked angrily at her. "Lord," she cried out, "be merciful to me, a sinner." The little children woke up. "Is that Mom calling?" They climbed out of bed and went to look. It seems as if evil spirits are at her bedside, they thought. And it was true. The devils did not want Mother to think of the Lord. They said to each other, "What shall we do to this woman? She calls for mercy all the time, not only during the day, but also during the night. If she continues this way, we will lose her too, just like Christian. Come, this may not happen. Let us do something about it." "But what shall we do? This woman constantly thinks about what will happen when she will die, and about the place where she will go then. If this continues, she will also go on a journey. Then no one will hold her back anymore. We must try to get her to think of something else." Christiana woke up, bathed in sweat. Her whole body trembled. She lay awake for quite some time. Oh, she had so much to think about. It took a long time before she fell asleep again. In her sleep, she dreamed that she saw Christian again. No, he was not on this earth anymore. Now she saw him in the place where he was happy forever, together with many others who may be there forever. Christian stood there with a harp in his hand. He played for the king who sat on the throne. Around the throne was a rainbow. It seemed as if Christian bowed his head so deeply that his face almost touched the ground. In that place the king's feet were resting. "I thank thee, my lord and king," he said. "I thank thee wholeheartedly that thou hast brought me here." Immediately many others who were standing there began to rejoice. They also played on harps. Yet Christiana could not understand the words. No one could. Only Christian and the other people who were there now could understand them. Explanation. When we receive a new heart, we will see how everything really is. Only then will we understand how terrible sin is. Then we know that only one thing is really important. Then we cannot miss the Lord anymore. Of course, we do not just learn that from a dream. The Lord will teach us this by His Word and Spirit. Christiana learned this too. She now understood that she was lost. Before, it did not bother her, but the Lord showed her condition to her. How did he do that? By a paper that was being unrolled. All her sins were written on that paper. What is meant with this roll? It means that the Lord knows and remembers all our sins. One time he will show them all to us. When does the Lord do this? When we die? Or on the judgment day? Yes, that is possible. But then it will be too late. It is necessary that we see our sins earlier. We must see our sins when we are still alive. We must learn how great our evil is. Why is this necessary? Because otherwise we will never seek the Savior. Now Christiana understood how happy her husband was. She began to ask for the Lord. What a wonder when this may happen. How wonderful it is when a father and a mother, together with their children, will bend their knees before the Lord. Also, the other ones in the home will notice it when someone begins to ask for the Lord. The boys woke up from Christiana's crying. Do you know who woke up also? The devils. They felt that they would lose this woman. As long as you do not ask for the Lord, the devil agrees with everything. Then he will quietly keep you in his power. But when someone receives a new heart, he tries everything to resist this. but he will not be successful, for the Lord is stronger.